Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 6th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is gargantuan, spelled G-A-R-G-A-N-T-U-A-N. Gargantuan is an adjective. It means very large in size or amount. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Star Tribune of Minneapolis by Simon Peter Grubner. We rode a horse-drawn carriage up to the gargantuan Grand Hotel, still embracing its luxury 1887 roots. After a tour of the quirkily colored suites, we settled in for a lunch of local smoked whitefish in the airy restaurant. Gargantua is the name of a giant king in François Rabelais' 16th century satiric novel, Gargantua. The second part of a 5-volume series about the giant and his son Pantagruel. All of the details of Gargantua's life befit a giant. He rides a colossal mare whose tail switches so violently that it fells the entire forest of Orleans. He has an enormous appetite, such that in one incident he inadvertently swallows 5 pilgrims while eating a salad. The scale of everything connected with Gargantua led to the adjective gargantuan, which, since Shakespeare's time, has been used for anything of tremendous size or volume. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.